This is TWiT.
I'm Megan Maroney. Let's get right to the tech feed. Apple might have convinced everyone in the world to buy an iPhone, but they still need to do a better job convincing their employees to keep working there. According to reporters at Bloomberg Business, Tesla has poached at least 150 former Apple employees. In fact, Tesla has nabbed more employees from Apple than they have from any other company, even other car companies. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says that Apple's been trying to steal his employees, too, offering $250,000 signing bonuses and 60% salary increases. According to Musk, so far, Apple has gotten very few takers. And here's an update to a story we started following yesterday. U.S. insurer Anthem was hacked, exposing over 80 million records, including Social Security numbers, birthdays, email addresses, and employee information. Today, we learned that none of that information was encrypted. A spokesperson from Anthem Blue Cross in California claims that because the hack started with a compromised administrator's account, no amount of encryption could have prevented it. Customers in Alabama and California have already filed class action lawsuits against the company, claiming that their information was not adequately protected. And Obama's cybersecurity advisor, Michael Daniel, called the hack quite concerning. Today on Facebook, Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg announced a new Facebook partnership with LinkedIn, the Anita Borg Institute, and Sandberg's own Lean In project. The new initiative is aimed at college students studying math, engineering, and computer science, and is designed to help women from peer support groups within the Lean In Circles program that Sandberg launched a few years ago. In an interview, Sandberg said, "The reason there aren't more women in computer science is because there aren't more women in computer science." And to that, I say, yet.